This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. We recently received a letter concerning the video that I did called Cortez's Amazing Conquest of the Aztec Empire. The letter was actually quite arrogant, and I wanted to read it and respond to it. The person named Stephen wrote, quote, "I heard your YouTube video on Cortez, and I believe you oversimplify the conquest of the Aztecs by Cortez. As a Catholic, not a false one, who attends the Novus Ordo service, I noted after reading Richard Lee's book on Cortez that all the Spaniards who went with Cortez did so for the gold, not for spreading the faith. In fact, Cortez was a known womanizer who impregnated one of the Aztec natives and had a bastard child. His wife came over to Mexico after the conquest and died there shortly thereafter. So, the majority of the original Spaniards were driven by lust and greed and not the conversion of the Aztecs. The Spaniards who claimed to be Catholic probably couldn't convert the natives as they went through to the Aztec capital because they did not practice their faith. It was only after Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared to Juan Diego that the mass conversions were realized. This was the true miracle. I suggest you do some more research and give a real account of the Spaniards' true goal of the conquest. If you need any assistance, I would be glad to help you." End of the email from Stephen. And this was quite an arrogant email, quite wrong, and I wanted to refute the points he made and read my response to his email. My response is this: your email is completely wrong and arrogant. First, I've read Richard Lee Mark's book. His name is not Richard Lee. That's your first error. Second, I'm aware of his claims about Cortez's immorality. I carefully read the book. As we will see, I read the book much more carefully than you did. I stated clearly in my video that not all of the Spaniards were of the highest moral character. But to say that all of them were simply motivated by greed and lust is an unfair, inaccurate, and presumptuous falsehood. It's also a characterization that is exploded by Marx's own account. On that point, you demonstrate your intellectual naivete by reading a book by an unbeliever like Marx, and on that basis forming a totally negative opinion of the conquistadors. He downplays all signs of God's providence, as I said in the video. He also takes a rather irreverent approach to the subject matter, as I also mentioned. Nevertheless, even Marx calls their victory over Tlaxcala a miracle, thus completely refuting your email. He also says many other things that flatly contradict what you said in your email. For example, perhaps you miss the parts of Marx's book in which he states that Cortez and his men heard the traditional mass before battle, page 47, always warned the Indians before attacks, page 48, told them to accept the primacy of Christ, page 48, tried to preach to the Indians, page 73, demanded that the conquered Indians give up sodomy, human sacrifice, and idolatry, page 78, courageously destroyed Indian idols of allied Indians despite the potential risk to their own lives, page 79, quote, could not restrain the impulse to clean the idolatrous prayer houses and erect crosses and figures of Mary instead, page 87. In fact, completely devastating your email, Richard Lee Marx himself says on page 41, quote, the Indians could not be expected willingly to subordinate themselves if they were robbed or killed without cause. It was Cortez's firm policy, and his men should understand this and cooperate with him, that the Indians must be given the chance to welcome Christ and the king, end quote. Obviously, Marx did not believe that Cortez was motivated solely by lust and greed. Moreover, on page 115, Marx himself says, quote, they were amazed still to be alive, careening between at one instant disaster and death on sacrifice stone, and at the next instant triumph that brought them not only gold but the promise of glory. They were rational men no longer. Their streak of luck was so incredible, how could they not believe? They were blessed. When they would look up at the blazing mountain sun and see in the dazzle the figure of St. James on a rearing horse, they never doubted that it was St. James himself charging alongside them at the heathen hordes, who fled like the shades being driven back to hell, end quote. Here's another quote from page 182 in which Marx defends the conquistadors from the modern lies and exaggerations of their cruelty. He declares that, in his view, they were sincerely motivated to do the right thing, and that they even risked their lives to do it. Quote, "The requirimento, the required reading of a message to the Indians prior to battle, however impractical and absurd, was a considered attempt by the Spaniards to make themselves understood by Indians, whose society was so different from Christian society that understanding was impossible. But the Spaniards tried and even risked their lives in the effort." That's from page 182. Could your characterization of his book have been more wrong? And there are many other examples of where Marx himself, who downplays the significance of God's providence in the conquest, indicates their faith, etc. Should it be considered remarkable that you could claim to be a Catholic believer in God and read Marx's detailed book and the riveting story of how Cortes managed to survive battle after battle and not come away with the impression that God directly intervened to keep him alive for the success of the conquest? Perhaps it shouldn't be considered remarkable that you didn't come away with such an impression, for you obviously don't read with much care or comprehension. My videos on the topic didn't cover all of the interesting notes from the books I read, but I'm glad I made the notes, especially in Mark's book, for they really come in handy in responding to your arrogant email. Their conquest was a miracle, and God was behind it because of the overall good it brought about and the evil it displaced, irrespective of the moral failings of many of the conquistadors. That's what people like you frankly lack the wisdom to recognize. The Almighty God arranges things for His own glory and for the salvation of souls, and in the process He will sometimes use men in a miraculous way that far exceeds their own spiritual merit. Hence, just because God miraculously protected Cortes and the portion of His army that endured for God's own glory and the triumph over evil, it does not mean that Cortes was a saint or that he even made it to heaven. You seem very much like a false traditionalist heretic of some stripe. Your email reveals a high level of bad will. People like you, frankly, despise our monastery because we promote the truth, and you endeavor to find fault with anything we've done. But as your email shows, you don't understand what you are talking about, and in looking for a way to criticize when it is unmerited, you wind up exposing yourself. One last point. If you were consistent, you would perhaps write to the accomplished historian Warren H. Carroll, who extensively studied the period and wrote Our Lady of Guadalupe and the Conquest of Darkness. He repeatedly identifies their army as a Catholic one and describes the conquest by Cortes as something miraculous. Based on your email, you would have to write to him and tell him that he doesn't know what he's talking about and that you could instruct him in the true history of the period. It might be laughable if it were not so indicative of self-consumed pride and bad will. Finally, you lack the insight and the wisdom to be able to recognize that, since the conquistadors took the issues of faith seriously and extirpated idolatry along the way, God was behind their effort. They were up against an evil that few have encountered. Without their efforts, Juan Diego might not have even been a Catholic, and might not have even been able to receive Our Lady's communications and miracle at Guadalupe, which brought about the full-fledged transformation of the empire. For in the mystery of grace and free will, it is not known how much Juan Diego's own dutiful and spiritual devotion to the Catholic faith was responsible for Our Lady's appearance in 1531, and how much it played into God's decision to grant this gift to His people at that time. Further, there were many converts to the Catholic faith before the miracle of Guadalupe, a basic Catholic societal framework which would be necessary to receive future converts, was constructed, but it wasn't until the miracle of Guadalupe that millions flooded into the church. Without the remarkable efforts and victory of Cortes and his men, that societal framework into which the converts were brought would not have existed. Keep your arrogant nonsense to yourself.